feel it burning deep in my soul. I know it's time for me to go. Welcome to Publish or Perish FM, social selling in the age of content marketing. This is the podcast for innovative and scale-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. Here's your host, Jeff Leo Herman.
Hey, John, do you realize it's episode 30 today?
30, that's huge, Jeff.
That's ridiculous. So hey, everyone, welcome to episode 30 of Publish or Perish FM. John and I are here, and we're ready to rock, and as always, talk about one thing to scale relationships and scale revenue. So, John, you having a good week so far?
Great week so far. Really prepping up for our big show next week. We'll be at the Marketo Conference.
The big show. Yes. The big show. Well, speaking of that, so yeah, we are prepping for the Marketo Summit. Las Vegas, kind of chill with Will Smith, get jiggy with it, or should I say whip it?
He's my boy.
What are we talking about today? Last week, I got the single best prospecting email ever. Like, in the history, I'm a student of cold emails. Like, I love them. I never respond to them, but I keep them and I study them and I share them with clients and colleagues. So last week, our friend Harry Hayward from Curata literally sent me the single best prospecting email ever. He got me to engage, he got me to his LinkedIn profile, and he got me, most importantly, he got me to book a meeting very quickly in a very rapid fashion. So let's dig into that, John, today. Do you think there's a lot to chew on here?
Yeah, I saw that email from Harry as well. And, you know, when you go to these conferences, you always get hit up by vendors. And sure, you know, we do a little bit of prospecting our own in some meeting setting, but they tend to be really boring emails. I hear you're going to the conference. Me too. Want to meet? And I go, no, I'm hungry. I'm going to go have a sandwich instead. Or you might be in market for a product of theirs. But I found Harry's email to be really engaging. And maybe we should read that email. Just so people know what we're talking about.
Great point. All right, so here's Harry's email to me last week. It was around 1 o'clock, so just after lunch. And that's a tough time, right? So, hey, Jeff. Well, actually, it's funny. He used, hey, Jeff Leo. And that's my trick, right? So, Leo, I'm rolling with the middle name. And I sign up for things with my middle name. And so I know that this is not a personal email because he literally grabbed that field, first name, and bounced it in this email. So, all right, my radar went up a little bit right at first because he definitely did not take the time to kind of delete the Leo. Or, you know, anyway. So use that middle. If you're ever looking to tease out, you know, personal versus kind of mechanical emails, use the middle initial trick to see what happens. So, all right, so Harry says, I'm pretty pumped for the Marketo conference. Sadly, I can't bring my dog, Lily, pictured here in my LinkedIn profile. And he puts a link, literally, to his LinkedIn profile. So she is attending the first annual Marketo conference that my sister is graciously hosting. All right, so that's the first paragraph. Second paragraph, if you do plan on going, use this link to find a good time to swing by the booth. I'll give you a free blue speaker for stopping by. In a few minutes, you can see how Curata's partnership with Marketo empowers our clients to run the most data-driven content strategies ever. He says ever with an H and an apostrophe. We're a Boston area company, in parentheses. Oh, and you could possibly do Cirque du Soleil tickets and or a drone. Boom. He gives it a boom. And then a thoughts? ? Harry. That's the email. Pretty awesome the whole way around. Incredible. I mean, you know. What do you think, John? Like, what's your... Oh, the subject line. I'm sorry. Upcoming info on the Marketo and Barketo conference. So, yeah. Did he grab your attention, John?
So, Harry got me to, and he said, hey, Jonathan, and, you know, I don't mind the real name there, but it's in my LinkedIn profile. My mother calls me Jonathan, so that's okay. It was excusable. I'm pretty pumped for Marketo Conference. I think he got me with the Barketo. It was just so ridiculous that it just drew me in and then made me pay attention, read the email, ended up on his LinkedIn profile. There was some continuity there with his picture of his dog, led me to look a little bit more into him. And I mean, the takeaway for me is that it showed, Harry showed me he's a real person.
Yes.
Because the email's not perfect either.
No.
There's some grammar issues, right?
Like, right.
But I excuse them. I forgive him for that just because Harry's a real guy and mm-hmm. I'm a real guy and I like to talk to real people. I don't want to be sold, especially knowing that I'm going to a conference with people that are just looking to sell.
Yeah.
Including us. We're looking to sell too. But
right.
We're more about, and looks like Harry's more about building relationships and with his personality.
Yeah, it's funny. If you hit his LinkedIn profile, Harry Hayward at Curata once again, you see he violates the prime directive of a professional LinkedIn photograph. Like, he literally violates that because he's sitting on a chair with his dog that looks like at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
So,
I like his tie.
Yeah, well, right. So that is a nice tie. Yeah. I like that. Look, in isolation, you would look at his profile and say, oh my gosh, that's not professional. But the beautiful thing he did is he tied it in with his prospecting strategy. And that, I think the point you made, John, he's truly authentic. Like, there's authenticity pouring out of this email. And he's built this rapport and even an emotional connection, because if you're a dog person or a cat person, you have to think, well, this is a nice guy because he has a dog and he just probably is a nice guy who's trying to, you know, do his job well, grow his career. And I kind of almost felt bad for him a little bit. Like, boy, I got to help this guy out. So I don't know. What do you...
No, I like Harry. So there's always that argument of do we have to put on the professional hat? You know, in our day-to-day world and the day-to-day business, meaning, do you have to have the stock headshot photo dramatized, slightly photoshopped to put the right amount of light on your cheeks so that, you know, you kind of look like anybody else at the end of the day? And
yeah.
I'm totally guilty of that. I have the headshot photo.
Yeah, right.
I've had the same headshot photo for 4 years now. So I'm even violating my own rules.
But it's amazing you look the same. Except the hair, you've done a lot with the hair.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Which maybe people should know about, right?
That's right.
But I learned a little bit from this experience too, and it's, I have other interests outside of business that might relate directly with those that are looking to either work with me or those that I want to work with. And boy, that would be a hell of a lot easier to connect at that personal level than it would be to connect on features and products and quote unquote value.
Yeah, I mean, the two things we love that he did is, A, he used his LinkedIn profile as a tool. He led with his LinkedIn profile, got us to click through and check him out. And then he really just, you know, in a very vulnerable way, put forward that I'm a real person and I love dogs and I'm funny. And actually, you know, I put this out on LinkedIn already, and Harry and I had a great LinkedIn dialogue about this. And he's known for his witty commentary and his witty emails, and so I think it works for him, and you're right, if you have that skill, that talent, use it, because this notion of superficial LinkedIn profiles and just kind of being a sales robot pushing product is not interesting at all. It's so easy to ignore, and anytime you have an opportunity to add that personal touch, a little flair on your LinkedIn profile, I think is a win every time.
Yeah, totally agree. So not only do I want to talk to Harry at the Marketo Summit, but, I mean, I want to hang out with Harry a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, see what happens.
Right, right. That's a great point. I think I would party with Harry because he looks like a dog guy, so.
Dog guy, he's got a little bit of bourbon in his hand. I don't know if you noticed that as well.
That's right, the bourbon.
And
very
cool, calm, collected, confident, you know, with the pink tie, with the matching socks.
Right.
Patent leather shoes.
Harry's going to kill it in Vegas.
He is.
That's cool. All right, that's it. Well, we really want to know what you think. What do you think about Harry's strategy? Is his boom and his Eva, is he being unprofessional? Is his LinkedIn profile pick unprofessional? You tell us, right? You heard what I think. I love Harry, we did book the meeting, right? I definitely have a meeting set up with these guys at the Marketo event. We have a lot of our own meetings. But I'm going to take the time to check out what these guys have to say, because I really appreciate their approach, and they, you know, there's a lot of value they could potentially add to our services as we work with CMOs to transform their business with marketing automation. So, John, are you going to swing by that booth?
I'm there. I'm meeting up with Harry.
All right, cool. We're going to party with Harry.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let us know what you think. Thanks again for your time this week. Please tweet us up. Hit me at Jeff L. Herman, H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N. And also, you know, feel free to dialogue on LinkedIn as we always do. Connect with me on LinkedIn if we're not connected. I'm happy to build the relationship so I don't have to – I'm not a handshaker, right? So, I mean, I do shake hands, but – I've dropped kind of the whole thing of I have to meet someone in person before I connect with them on LinkedIn. I have lots of great relationships on LinkedIn, and I've never met them in person. Mm-hmm. And because we share common interests, common values, you can tell. And so happy to drive this dialogue on LinkedIn and Twitter. So, John, how about yourself?
Yeah, I totally agree. When I'm at conferences these days or if I'm out on the road, I'll run into somebody and say, oh, hey, we met on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or we met on LinkedIn. So totally different dynamic, going from handshakes to fist bumps.
There you go. Right. Twitter handle?
Twitter handle. Find me at JPOGACT. Find me on LinkedIn, Jonathan Pogat. And looking forward to continuing this conversation. Want to hear some feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again. And we're going to wrap it up in the most awkward way possible. So, John.
We hope you think like marketers.
And sell like animals. Bye-bye. It's time to open my cage.